You have, brethren, a convention program outlining all the scheduling for this convention. I will mention just this one item, our topical study, Christian relationship in the ecclesia, the home ecclesia, and eldership qualification. Inside your program, there is a question sheet with 5 questions for each topic to study at your leisure. But I remind you, brethren, that we commence this study tomorrow morning, the first thing. The Phoenix Ecclesia, as with your own ecclesia, are many members the world over, but one body. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Our Lord said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades should not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. Brethren, we are very appreciative of being a part of the body of Christ so much that we forsake all. Our theme test, John 14:2-3, let not your heart be troubled, I go and prepare a place for you. Our theme hymn, Christ has come, now let creation from her groans and travail cease. Christ has come, the blessed Prince of Peace. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage have come and his wife have made herself ready. Revelation 19:7-8. I have a reprint excerpt from Brother Russell, 1916. What a powerful lesson is in for all who would seek true greatness to be great in the sight of the Lord. Great men of this world who flourish in their day have all come to naught, powerless in a sense. And in millennium judgment, they will come forth unto shame and confusion and face and stripped of all honor, not knowing nor having reverence for the true God. True honor comes from God only. The way of the cross is the way of humiliation and self-abasement, is the way to the crown, patiently submitting to the humbly now and hopefully and joyfully waiting for the glory to be revealed by and by to all the faithful. I have some scripture citations, Hebrews 5:4, 1 Peter 5:6, Colossians 3:4. This is not the time or place for rewards, but for discipline and service, for the development of character, for making ready for the future exaltation, that we may appear without spots or wrinkles or any such things as the King's daughter, the bride of Christ, joint heirs with our Redeemer. And we stress that we want this lesson here to come home to our hearts, no matter what. He that is great among us, let him be as the younger, and that he is chief, as he do serve. Matthew 20:26-28. Those who share in so great a salvation are but a little flock, and in it are not many rich, great, or noble, according to the course of this world. So to this salvation, God has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heir of the kingdom. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confine the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confine the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things are. 1 Corinthians 25:28. God looks not at our outward appearance, but upon the hearts. In this favor, and this blessing and opportunity, come to them not for their own sake or worthiness, but through the Lord's grace, for his name's sake. Psalms 23:3. Because we trust in his name. Brethren, may our Father of heaven and earth bless this convention and all others, that we may be a blessing one to another. And I would stress for the Phoenix Ecclesia, if there's anything that the Phoenix Ecclesia can do for you, please let us know. And if it can be done, we will get it done. Brethren, I have two words of consideration, which I just read from the text, 125:28, and the Old King James. I believe that if we understood some of those words there, that they seem to be somewhat, I wouldn't say harsh, but somewhat sort of, you know, they have a sort of a connotation of a negative to two of them. Let me say this. I have 10 words here, and I'm going to read them. And then if you would like to get a sheet of this, I do have some on the table over there in the book. So they look just about like that. Okay. The word I read was confound. This is coming from the expanded biblical commentaries and strong concordant suggested use. Words. Confound, dishonor, despise, least esteem, not to render powerless, mighty, power or strong, base things, humble or poor, weak things, without strength, wise, their own wisdom, poor in faith, enrich in faith, foolish knowledge, earthly and heavenly, salvation, rescue, or safety. You like a list like that and want to put those words in that those scriptures, it makes a little better sense, gives a bit of a interpretation of, you know, how I think it's being stressed. So with that, with those words, brethren, that's going to conclude the welcome ceremony. And I want to say that surely thank you for being here. Let's pray for a great inspired convention.